Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Sean Simino in this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've had some outtakes this morning. You are the owner of Fire and Ice Med Spa and the new Serene Head Spa.
Yes, ma'am.
That is probably a huge undertaking for you.
Oh, yes, it certainly has been.
So, first of all, let's jump into why open to women self-care businesses is what I would classify them. Mm-hmm. Why open another one? Did you feel like that was competing with the first or whatnot?
Well, I wanted it to be a separate space. I've often heard that med spas can be really intimidating to come into. Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to create a space where it's just something different. I'm a creator at heart. I've often said I just have really scattered brain, but now I like to word it in a positive light of I just have a creative heart and I can't paint or sing. So this is my outlet and how I do that.
Is creating amazing businesses that are just, and we were talking before we started recording, but you know, when you open Fire and Ice Med Spa, which is over on Jefferson, and you opened that about 6 years ago now, which is crazy. I'm going to be full disclosure. I did not think it was going to make it because it was so different than just going and getting a massage and, you know, getting your regular feel good facial. Mm-hmm. It was different. Yes. Were you, talk to me about that motivation to do something different.
Well, I had actually worked at a med spa prior to opening up Fire and Ice. So a lot of people don't know that, but I had managed one and I loved what I did and I loved how I could take an insecurity somebody had and we could correct it or take that insecurity away and you just see a different woman emerge. So I live for that. I was a birth doula before going into the med spa space and the same thing. I got a lot of natural births and a lot of first time moms and that was something, it was so empowering and I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love that. I was raised by my dad and so the women empowerment was like not really existent back in that day and I wasn't surrounded by that so much. I did have some powerful women in my life, like my Aunt Marcy. She led like a group of men and all this. And so I got to see that indirectly. But to be able to see women emerge from somebody that is insecure or self-conscious and go into this powerful woman, it's priceless.
Yeah.
I live for it. I absolutely love it.
Well, and it's, I had been sick and I needed like an IV. Mm-hmm. What do you guys call them?
Yeah, vitamin infusion.
Yeah.
IV infusions.
And I had no idea. I think I just looked it up and I went in there because I was just really dehydrated because of the sickness that I had. And the medical doctor's offices were telling me I wasn't sick enough. Mm-hmm. And so I needed something. And so I went in a couple times and it's, when you're in such a bad place in certain situations, I mean, you guys have the ice tank cold machine. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's called, but where, you know, people are in pain and sore from, you know, being high level athletes and they can go there. It's not just relax, but it does have that element too. So you're in pain and you're wanting to recover, but then you can recover in this nice, beautiful space that has, you know, pleasing music and stuff like that. And so it kind of marries both, you know, a doctor's office and a spa, a traditional spa.
Yeah. And that's what we had wanted to incorporate because when I worked at the other med spa, it was strictly just cosmetics and beauty. And back in 2016, I was actually diagnosed with cancer. And so I remember I was going to compete in a bodybuilding competition at that time. And I was in the best shape of my life. My hair was down to my lower back. It was the best I had ever looked. Mm-hmm. You know, running a med spa life is good. And then I get diagnosed and honestly, none of that mattered at that point. Mm-hmm. I went home and I looked at my kids and all I wanted was health, you know? And so, sorry, I get a little like,
no, yeah, I can imagine.
But that's all that mattered at that point. Mm-hmm. And so I was so passionate about each side of it that I wanted to bring in something different to Cookeville, something that could encompass both beauty and health, because it doesn't matter if you look great, but you're sick. It doesn't matter at all. But same thing if you are healthy, but you're self-conscious about some insecurities or you're not living your best or feeling your best. it has a direct impact on what you can contribute. I am walking proof of that.
Yeah.
Like, I know that it takes all of those things to be able to be your best self and to be powerful and to be able to contribute to society. Mm-hmm. Because when I was self-conscious, there were things that I could have probably done, but I told myself that I couldn't do. And so that's what I love about the med spa space is I feel like, to me, it's not about beauty. It's not about any of that. It's about empowering people to do what they are set out to do, what they're supposed to do.
I've been on a big kick lately of how your emotional state mm-hmm. affects your physical state.
Yes, absolutely.
And so how much do you think kind of letting go of some of your insecurities mm-hmm. helped you personally go through a cancer journey by marrying your emotional state and your physical state?
Oh, it's 100% related. I remember being very angry and just to be very vulnerable. Like, there was this darkness that just wanted to consume me of just mm-hmm. hatred and rage and all the things that could possibly come with that.
Yeah.
And there was a moment on my back porch, and I know that it was the turning point for me. And I just heard the still small voice of God, and it said to me, you know, how much more do you want to let it take? Because at that point, I felt mm-hmm. like it was just coming to take everything from mm-hmm. me. And I stood up and I said, not another damn thing. Yeah. Pardon my French, but that was my declaration at that point. And I went in my bathroom and I grabbed a notepad and I wrote down some things that I wanted to accomplish. And at that point, you know, to be able to have the fourth side of saying these are things that I'm going to accomplish was me having a bit of hope, like, hey, I'm going to make it through this and I'm going to be able to do that. And I feel like my mission since then has, I even have it on my Instagram page. Probably nobody pays attention to it, but it's in a little caption. It says, I'm going to make everything around me beautiful and that'll be my life.
Yeah.
And that's been my mission, because at that point, there were two other girls in town that are pretty well known and they were also battling cancer and they didn't make it. And I often ask myself, like, why me? And I can never come up with an answer. There is no answer. The answer is just I have to honor myself and them as well by living out the best I can and just appreciating to the best of my ability every day that I'm given. I don't do it perfectly whatsoever.
Yeah, none of us do.
But there is a reminder, especially this time of year. August is a big, big time for me. That's when I open the head spa as well. It's when I open Fire and Eyes. It's also the month that I got diagnosed with cancer. And mm-hmm. so I feel like Beauty for Ashes, that's kind of like my theme as well. I really want to make sure that this time of the year I'm doing something that is going forward, and the space of making women feel relaxed and beautiful, that's where I thrive. That's my sweet spot.
How much, even between both businesses, how much education of the public have you had to do?
It has been a journey. And like you said, you know, wondering if either one of them are going to make them. They're yeah. both risky. You yeah. know, they're, you know, it's something that's out of the box. And mm-hmm. I love that. I like being a pioneer in things. And that is one thing I definitely did gather, you know, from going through cancer is bravery. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's something I did not have before. I did not have it. I was insecure. I was scared, self-doubt. I still have some of those things, but I just tell that voice just to get on out of there.
Yeah.
You know, just to be quiet. And I feel like where God guides, he provides. And so I feel like my mission behind doing these things is to help women to get in a space where they're relaxed, they feel confident, and they're doing something for themselves. Because when I got diagnosed with cancer, I had just gone through a divorce. I'm raising two babies. I'm working. I'm stressed to the max. Mm-hmm. I don't drink soda. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. No reason I should have got diagnosed with cancer. The only thing I feel like is I was operating on such a high level of stress mm-hmm. and anxiety and fear. I feel like disease, literally in the name, it means dis-ease in the body. Mm-hmm. And so that's our first clue. So I feel like more than just having a spa day or a pamper day, it's important to find things that can ease your body, to take some stress. And I feel like, I know it's hard for women to spend money on themselves. I was there, yeah. Single mom of three. There's yeah. nothing scarier than that.
Yeah.
You know, but you have to carve that out, because I believe it's an investment for yourself, because I've lived that. I've had the time of pouring out and putting nothing back in, and all it did was make me sick.
Right. You know? I think that's, it's so important for people to trust their bodies and trust and kind of have a pulse on, again, their emotional, mental state, as well as the physical things that are happening. I think so often it's like, you know, we operate in this area of stress in our body and it's like, well, that's just the norm. It's like, well, you got to figure out how that's not going to be the norm.
Yes, you have to regulate.
You know, well, I can't. I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to do this. And so sometimes, you know, and that's kind of the thing, too. I think when you're sitting in the salt cave that you have, you can just kind of, okay, what can I let go of? Yes. What can I, how can I, it just kind of gives you some time to decompress and really kind of figure out how am I going to do better in life?
Yeah. I always say that I've created oasis is in on Jefferson.
Yeah.
You know? And if you've been down Jefferson, you know, it's crazy and chaotic.
Yes, it is.
And it's like a lot of people wouldn't even know, oh my gosh, there's like the, I love people, they tell me all the time, like when you come in, it's just, you know, the environment too. And I love that. Like I tell the girls, like, this is the space where people should come in and all of a sudden they feel at ease. And we've had that feedback and it's like the biggest accomplishment to me. But I know that the head spa space will marry very well with Fire and Ice, two separate businesses, but they're obviously not going to compete with each other. They're going to complement.
Yeah.
But again, I just wanted to create something, and it is different, like you said.
Yeah.
But I believe that, well, hopefully, that the town will support it. You know, that's my...
I mean, at least Fire and Vine, or Fire and Vine, Fire and Ice, you can go and eat afterwards after you, you know, are all relaxed. But Fire and Ice, it... At 6 years, you know, I think once you hit the 5 year mark, you're like, okay, I can breathe a little bit. This is, it's got some roots to it. And then, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say, I have a hard time saying any business has quote unquote made it, even, you know, Market on the Square that's been around for 25 years or something like that. But it's, you know, you're always constantly trying to keep up with trends and stuff like that. But at least you have some good roots and you know that, you know, the one you've done it a bit. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Sean, the owner of Fire and Ice Med Spa, and now the new Serene Head Spa. All the stuff in the spa space, you're going to take over. Do you have plans for other businesses?
Oh, who knows?
I feel like that's usually. So tell me a little bit about the journey to open a second business. You have this business that has good roots. It's, you know, 6 years in. Were you just feeling like life was too calm and you needed to shake things up, or?
Oh, my life is never too calm. So no, but yeah, I do love beautiful chaos, but no, it was crazy because I'd actually had several, probably about 12 women send me a link to a head spa. And I feel like there are signs that the universe and God will give you. And after so many, I was like, okay, fine, I'll do it myself.
It's not happening. So I had never even heard of a head spa. I don't think before I saw your postings and people kind of talking about getting their treatments done. So what is a head spa?
So a head spa is, first of all, it's glorious. But secondly, it's aimed for scalp health and hair growth. So it doesn't compete with the hair salon ladies. And it's been wonderful because that was actually something I was kind of afraid of stepping on toes, you know, in this town. It's small. So you got to make sure you stay in your lane sometimes, you know. But we've had a good response from the ladies that own hair salons. And they're so excited because most of them don't want to wash hair for that long anyway. Yeah. So, but it's a scalp facial as well. So the thing with the scalp is that a lot of people don't realize is the scalp is skin as well. And if it gets compacted and as you age, your cells aren't turning over as often. Just like the face, it starts to age along with it. So that can lead to hair loss. It can lead to excessive dandruff. It can lead to itchiness and dry spots. And just like soil, I like to tell people, if the soil is hard and compacted with your plants, you're not going to get as great of results with any of your crops, right? So just a weird way to look at it, but a more visual way. So with the hair spa, our shortest treatment is 45 minutes. So we're going in and we're loosening the scalp. We're using great products that will help to stimulate cell turnover. We're doing manual massage to help bring blood flow to that area because that's what we want. And we also do a scalp analysis. So that's really amazing. When you do the scalp analysis, you can really see the condition of your scalp and you're just like, oh my goodness.
I mean, are people like, this is too much. I don't want to see this.
You know, sometimes I mean, they are.
Sometimes you don't even, like, I don't really want to see my skin under a microscope or anything like that.
It can be alarming, but also it's educational, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not there.
Yeah.
And the more you know, then you have power, you have information, right? So it's like the same with your health. Sometimes we don't want to know if something's going on, but the moment you know, you have more control and you have more power. So the same thing. What ultimately brought this into light was I had a client that I love dearly that came into Fire and Ice, and she's actually a former like beauty queen from years ago. She's still gorgeous, but her hair was really, really thinning and after COVID. And I lost a ton of hair after COVID. And then obviously everything I went through with the cancer and all of that, the hair was a huge issue. So I felt like this really was in my wheelhouse because it's already been something that I've studied endlessly.
Personally,
for my own self. And then also just the concern of COVID with the ladies that have come in there. At Fire and Ice, we've brought in PRP for hair restoration, and then Nutrafol is our newest thing that we brought into, because it's heartbreaking when you see women lose their confidence because their hair again. Yeah. So that's something that I was like, well, we don't have the space in Fire and Ice to bring a head spa in. And I really wanted it to be a place where it's a designated head spa.
Mm-hmm.
That way you have the calmness with it. Somebody's not cutting hair right next to you, mm-hmm. and, you know, going on about their love life.
Chatting about everything.
Exactly.
So what would be your, you know, if I'm driving to work this morning and listening to this radio interview, what is your ideal customer to come in?
So anyone with a scalp, really. Like, honestly, it really is. We've had guys asking as well, like, oh, can I do this? Men love it. We've had them in there. And there's a lot of wives that have said, you know, my husbands don't like massages. They don't like any facials. But they do love their hair played with or even their head rubbed. And it's like, they love to be petted on too. So, but really too, people that are losing hair, this is a great treatment for them. Stressed out mamas, this is a great treatment for them. People with migraines, that's a great treatment. And you and I both suffer from migraines. And that's a big deal whenever you get one. You want nothing more than somebody to just get the pressure points on your head and to help to relieve that. And this helps with that. Well.
So what kind of the staff that you've hired there, what kind of training do they have to be able to be knowledgeable? I mean, that you don't go to head school.
Well, you actually can take some trainings, which they have. They've taken two of those. Most of those are online. And then before we even opened, we did a lot of hands-on training as well with each other. Lots of online education because, again, there's not a college for this, obviously. But that's what they've done. And then, of course, you know, just the feedback from the clients. I actually went to a head spa before we opened one up to do some recon.
I'm sure. Do they have these in Nashville area? Yeah. I'm sure, big cities.
I went to the one in Nashville, and it was amazing. But after I'd done that, that's when I was like, oh, yeah, we can do this.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like the pictures I've seen, I have not been made in it yet, but it's very dark and relaxing and just this space where most nights when I read my kids a book to bed, I will say, I will read if you brush my hair. And I love to have them brush my hair at the end of a day. It's kind of like taking your shoes off at the end of a day. And so 45 minutes of somebody messing with my hair and my head and, you know, just sounds amazing.
It is really amazing. When I had it done, so we call it the halo or the crown, and that's where all the water will go on your hair and it's pressurized. You can feel it from the top of your head down to your toes. You're just like, what is this sensation? Why have I been missing out on this my whole life? It is not the same as washing your own hair at all.
I'm guessing it's, you know, those like claw things that you can put on your head. I'm guessing it's like that, but times 100.
Oh my gosh. Exactly. Which we do incorporate that too. And then we've been really picky about the products we brought in. Before we opened up, we were researching the products, but then we actually bought all of them and we're using them on ourselves and then our clients and getting the feedback for our soft opening. And so the products we brought in as well, a lot of them have ingredients that actually it makes the scalp feel very open, and it's almost like you can feel the follicles breathing. Mm. Like that's the only way to describe it until you get it done.
Yeah.
But you can just tell. And so we'll bring them back after their scalp analysis. And before, you know, it's very congested. The follicles are very tight. There's a lot of buildup a lot of times. And it's just a disaster for hair breakage or hair falling out. And then we bring them back and their scalp will literally, it'll shimmer like a pearl.
Mm.
It's so wild that you can see something so tangible in the before and afters.
Yeah. And I'm sure women think, well, I don't really put that much. I use hairspray now and then, or, you know, I just put some oils in it, mm-hmm. or, you know, you don't think you do that much, but unless you're really getting into your scalp to get all that debris out, you're just building up a lot.
Right, exactly. And it's just like how you get a monthly facial, right? Like we all wash our face at night, or most of us do.
For sure.
Guys just use a body, you know, head, shoulder, body wash, so they don't have to do anything. But you can always tell the difference when you get a professional facial, and same with a professional scalp massage and scalp cleansing night and day. And that's why we invested to do the scalp analysis, because you can tell such a difference. If not, you're just thinking, oh, I'm just getting my hair washed. But you're not. It's truly getting a scalp facial and a treatment for the hair.
We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. I am Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have the owner of Fire Nice Med Spa and Serene Head Spa. Sean is in this morning. Thank you so much for being here. I am really excited about a second business for you. What do you think? Kind of what's your plan for these two businesses? You still, I mean, for your normal customers, have you had them worried that starting something new is going to take away the ambiance and what you've set for the first business? Tell me a little bit about that.
I think, fortunately, I've been met with more enthusiasm than anything. I feel like anybody that knows me knows that I can run on different cylinders.
Yeah.
Like, I really can. It's I don't need a lot of downtime. This is how it's how I thrive, you know, is creating something. I actually get bored if I'm not. So I feel like they're very excited about it. And I'm very thankful for the people that do back me, you know, and it's actually something that's kind of a secret. Sometimes, you know, you're afraid of announcing that something is yours because there are people that strictly won't support it just because it's yours.
Yeah, I mean, that's a small town for the good and the bad sometimes,
yeah, exactly.
Right? Some people will support it just because it is yours.
Exactly.
And some people won't. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Some of my best friends that I've made have actually come from my business. So actually, my very best friend, I met her at Fire and Ice. And instantly when I met her, I was like, oh, I want to be friends with her.
Well, and you are like, that's your fourth baby. You're not, I'm going to hire the staff and I'm just going to walk away and let it. You're in there every single day.
Yeah.
You're, answering the phone and scheduling appointments sometimes and, you know, doing all the things. And so I'm sure it's hard sometimes to manage, you know, now you have a fifth baby in the mix.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just trying to kind of manage all that. How do you feel like any entrepreneurs out there that are just like feeling overwhelmed and struggling? Any advice that you give them?
Yeah. I mean, you have to, first and foremost, you have to love what you're doing. You know, if you don't have the passion and you're just opening up a business to open up a business, I feel like that's where the stress gets too unbearable. I am very, very blessed. The staff that I have at Fire and Ice, they're very capable. They're very consistent. They are the backbone. It used to just be me, but now I've been able to delegate because we have that rapport and we have that trust and hiring the right people. I mean, you hear that all the time. In the beginning, I was so prideful. I thought, oh, it just had to be me. It had to be me, you know, and nobody could do it as good as me or whatever it is, the insecurity or no one's going to love it as much as me. And I feel like maybe they won't love it as much as me, but they also love it. They love it very much. And they love that what they do has a purpose. So,
well, and sometimes you can't see the bigger picture because you're so in it because it's your baby.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like all the moms that say, oh my gosh, my baby was the cutest. And then 15 years later, you're like, it was an ugly baby. Like, you know, and people are like, we knew that all along. And you know, but so it's nice to kind of get those other people. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that there's been times where you haven't made some good hires along. I think that that's one of the things that I struggle with so much is hiring the right people and then training them. And have you kind of gone through some things with that?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And I get attached to people. And so I read a lot of books. I read a lot of business books and self-help and growth and things like that. And they always say, be slow to hire, quick to fire. Mm-hmm. I was the opposite. Yeah. I would hire you and then really be slow to let you go, you know? And it's like, even if the vibe was off, but I'm learning from that. I have learned from it. I'm going to continue to learn from it. You know, so if I feel like the vibe is not there, because again, in these times, people choosing to do something is a big deal. That's their resources, it's their time, it's their energy. Mm-hmm. So I have to make sure that I'm honoring that and the people that are servicing them are glad to be there, that they're excited, and that they're going to do the best job for the client.
Can you tell me a little bit about the, I mean, I know you have a lot over at Fire and Ice, mm-hmm. but tell me what the services that you offer there.
Oh, yeah. So again, we're health and wellness. But then we're also the med spa side. So with the health and wellness, you know, we do the salt cave, like you had mentioned. We do vitamin infusions. We have infrared sauna. All of those are aimed at detoxing the body. We also have some more like beauty services, of course, like facials. And we do the permanent brows. And we also do Botox and filler. And then we have the new Dermagel, which is PRP that's could basically be made into a new filler, so it's all natural. We do lasers, we do it all. Yeah. So we have quite a bit. I wanted to create something to where you don't have to go to 15 different places and develop your rapport and your trust and get to know them, because again, that's the most intimidating part, is walking in there and wondering, okay, who's going to judge me today? Are they going to be thinking this? You know, is so-and-so going to know that I'm getting something done? Where you can come to one place and you're like, okay, I can get my facial here. And then I can also get microneedling done mm-hmm. or my Botox here. And mm-hmm. I know that these girls already love me. I've already built up that trust. And I feel like it's just a safe haven.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I think that I think you've done a great job of teaching the community what Fire and Ice is all about. and it was a different kind of business when you started, and you've had to kind of fight against that a little bit.
100%. I remember the first several months I would go home and my voice would be hoarse. I'm not exaggerating or making it up, but I love to talk. And I was just like, if I have to say another word today, I just may die. And it was because everybody would come in and I would always say, are you here for the grandest of the grand tours?
Yeah.
And people would actually come in asking for that because they were so curious mm-hmm. about what we did. But really, nobody knew anything of what we offered.
Yeah.
Like everything was new and it's a mystery. And
I think there is another salt cave in town. I don't know if that was before or after, but I had never heard of that of a salt cave before you came into town. And an infrared sauna. They're just just a different enough thing that it's like, well, what does that mean?
Exactly.
What is that? And so I think there was a lot of curiosity of. What's going on?
Yes. What's going on Jefferson?
What's this new business? The Oasis on Jefferson.
It really was a full dive in. You know, it's like I didn't want to go small. But, you know, you have to remember, too, I'm 1 year out from cancer when I opened up, you know, the spa. And so at this point, I'm just like, we'll build a kite as we soar down, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So just all in and as willing to risk everything just to.
I think that do you feel like you had this mentality of like what could go wrong? I've already beat cancer.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I went hang gliding right after that. I mean, I did a bodybuilding competition. I was just, there's something in me that just absolutely a flip switched and I was like, let's go.
And you think that being an entrepreneur was part of that let's make the biggest life possible.
I think so. Yeah. And before then, you know, I was comfortable working for other people. I loved what I did. But I think there was definitely a switch of I have this urgency of I have to build something that'll last for my babies, you know, mm-hmm. and as a single mom, you know, that's terrifying to know that like, hey, I don't have anything save back for them, you know, a couple thousand dollars. That's not going to support them through their life.
Yeah.
I have to build something that they can, first of all, be proud of, that has my name on it. And so I do take it very personal, very serious. It's not just a business for me. It's, to me, it's my legacy. It's something good that has come from chaos.
You know? Well, and I think the other thing too, when you have a single income household, like there's just this, like there's nobody else. So if this business doesn't make it, what, I mean, this is what's providing for my family. Yeah. So there, that's a little hard. Can you tell people, Fire and Ice, how can people find you, schedule appointments, know more about your services?
Yeah. So we're on Instagram, Facebook, and we're online. So I'll also plug our number, 931-559-FIRE.
There you go. When I pulled in, I saw your license plate.
Fire and Ice. Yeah,
that's her.
I've really had to make sure that I'm driving better. See, so I put that on my, I'm like, what was I thinking? My license plate says Fire Ice. And I'm like, oh no. Am I done?
Yep. And so what's the website? Is there a website with Fire and Ice?
FireIceMedSpa.com.
There you go. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how can people find Serene?
Yeah. So we are Serene at GlossGenius.com.
At GlossGenius.com.
Yes, a little bit harder.
And you're on Instagram. Are you on Facebook there too?
Yes, we're on Instagram. We're on Facebook.
And would the websites be, can they book directly on the websites, or do they need to go to call in?
So with Serene, the head spa, it's really seamless to book online. And that's how we're doing our bookings right now. So very easy to do. Fire and Ice, there are some services that you cannot book online because we do require a consultation. So any kind of body contouring, usually Botox, fillers, lasers, we like to see you prior before we just put you on the books to make sure you're a good candidate.
What's next for Sean? What's next in the next 5 years? What can we expect?
Oh, who knows? I just go where the wind takes me and wherever feels right. I also do some rentals and Airbnbs, and I have a little mini farm, but just raising these babies of mine. My son turned 15 today.
Yeah.
And just making sure that I have some work-life balance, but they're proud of me, and that's all that matters
to me. I think that that's the goal is, first of all, to be a role model for your kids and then spread beauty to those around you. And I think that's kind of the key to success in life.
Amen.
Hold on. I thought we were farther down. Hold on. Let me stop this for a second. We got 1 minute left. I don't have control over it. 1 minute.
Some parting thoughts.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. We can go back. So last minute of our interview, what do you want people to know that they can walk away from with either of these services or either of these businesses? What can they expect to walk away from, you know, walking out your doors? How are they going to feel?
Well, first of all, quality, that they're going to get more than what they've paid for. That is our mission. And that they're going to feel seen. They're going to feel loved on. And they're going to hopefully walk away and they're going to be a better version of themselves, as cliche as it sounds. It truly does take pouring in to be able to pour out.
Yeah. Well, and I think that just that detox, whether it's your scalp and your hair or what's inside your body, there's just you guys are treating the things that people don't see or don't think about.
Exactly.
And
right.
So I think we often, if we, you know, out of sight, out of mind, we can put those things away and not really, oh, I don't need to take care of my hair's fine. It's decent enough or whatever. And kind of taking some time to detox and think, okay, there's a lot of things that I put in my body or on my body or, you know, that we need to take care of. And so I congratulate you for your new business.
You.
I'm excited for your 6 years with Fire and Ice, and I'm just excited for what I know you're saying you don't know, but I'm excited for what's
to come. You know something, Will.